For VOA Learning English, this is the Education Report. Education experts say Africa's growing higher education system is important to its economic development. But African universities face a number of issues, including emigration of top students, poor infrastructure, and high demand combined with a lack of funds. University leaders from around the African continent met in Johannesburg last week to discuss how to solve these issues and others. The academics who attended the African University Summit say the job of educating Africa's students is harder than it has to be. Engineering professor David Mfinanga is a vice chancellor at the University of Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. He says the main problem facing universities is the high number of students.
Most countries are trying to increase the number of university graduates because it is important for economic development. But the resources are limited. So that affects quality as well. And therefore, we are struggling to balance the two because you need the quantity, you need more graduates, but you need to maintain the quality, and the resources are limited.
Pinky Mikwe is an administrator at the University of Johannesburg. She says schools face another problem, money. Like many American universities, she says, African universities struggle for funding. But unlike American schools, African schools cannot ask students to pay more tuition. And the 2009 global economic crisis reduced African governments' budgets. So, Ms. Mikwe points out, universities now receive even less funding. Usman Sen is director of the Senegal-based West African Research Center. He says governments also need to look at the result of having many university graduates but few job opportunities.
What are you going to do with them if they just get out of university and they are out of a job? Because this is a real threat. This is a real conflict-ridden situation in Africa, having these thousands and thousands of graduates, postgraduate students, qualified with plenty of degrees, expecting everything from society, and spending years milling the ground without getting a decent job. That's a real problem.
There are no simple answers to the issues that African universities face. But African educators say the issues are just as serious as many of the continent's other difficult problems, such as war, famine, poverty, and quickly changing leaders. And in this case, they say, solving higher education's problems may help solve the others. I'm Jill Robbins. Now it's your turn. How does your country support higher education? How much do you think higher education is related to your country's economic success? Write to us in the comments section.